Standard Oil Company of California welcomes you to the 20th program of the 22nd Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment. Presented and transcribed especially for you, our listening audience in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West. Today, we shall visit the second on our list of American cities as Matt the Mapmaker and Jack of All Tunes take us to Chicago. The music to be heard will include excerpts from Tabloid and An American Biography, both by Groffé, Machine Age Blues by McKay, Threshing Machine by Copeland, Flivver 10 Million by Converse, Sketches of the City by Reed, An Example of Chicago Jazz, and the popular old song, Chicago. And now, an excerpt from Symphony in Steel by Ferdy Groffé. Just heard, Symphony in Steel by Ferdy Groffé, serves to set the scene for our program today, because today we are going to make an imaginary visit to Chicago, one of the greatest manufacturing centers in the United States. Well, Jack of All Tunes and I, Matt the Mapmaker, had never been to Chicago, except to change trains and go on to New York, so we decided to pay a visit to this dynamic city that we had heard so much about. We left New Orleans, took an excursion steamer up the Mississippi River, into the Chicago River, and finally along the southern shore of Lake Michigan to dock at a beautiful yacht club. From there, we drove northward along the lake for the length of the city. Our cab driver seemed to know all the points of interest, so I just sat back and enjoyed myself and listened to Jack sing that popular old song, Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town, the toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, show you around, you'll love it. I bet your bottom dollar you'll lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town where happiness lives the whole year round. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say they do things much better than on Broadway. Say they have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown.
Oh, this is the life. I had no idea Chicago could be as beautiful as this. I'd always heard it was just a windy city.
And after visiting New Orleans last week, I felt that we were in for quite a contrast. But just look at those beautiful mansions and the boulevard.
Now look at that park over there. What a view. Driver. Driver.
Yes, sir?
Do you happen to know the name of that beautiful park?
Yes. That's Jackson Park. Is this your first visit to our city?
Yes, we just came up the river on an excursion steamer.
Certainly is an impressive way to enter Chicago.
Yeah, isn't it? That building on your right is the Museum of Science and Industry. Farther down, the Field Museum of Natural History, the Art Institute, Soldiers Field, and farther north is the Gold Coast, where the real swank Chicago lives.
Well, this is as good a place as any to begin making my sketches of the city.
Why not start with a picture of a skyscraper, Matt? You know, the very first skyscraper to be built was erected right here in Chicago.
That's right, it was. I'll call my first sketch of the city A Prayer of Steel.
Interested in really seeing Chicago?
Yes, we are. You see, my friend and I are making a music map of America, and we need some information about the city.
We'd certainly appreciate anything you could show or tell us.
Well, I guess I know Chicago about as well as anybody does. But it's sort of noisy driving this cab. I'm not supposed to talk to my fares except to answer questions about their destination. And the like of that, you know, safe driving. Besides, I check in at 3 p.m., if you've got the time to spare, won't you come with me? Then after I fill out my report, we can have a bite to eat. I'll tell you all I know and give you some swell tips about where to find the most interesting things in and about Chicago.
Well, thanks, but if you can't drive us around, perhaps we'd better engage another cab.
Oh, I can drive you all right. Glad to. I only thought... here's the stand. Take me just a minute to check in. I'll get a few maps and then I'll be right with you.
I wonder if this could be the loop.
There certainly is enough activity here. Now, let me see. Where's my list of things to see in Chicago? Oh, here it is. Steel mill, meatpacking house, brickyard.
You should have had your sketch pad out just a minute ago, Matt. We just passed a deserted brickyard.
Set to go. I got some maps here and a few pictures of interest about Chicago. Thought you might like to see them.
Fine. I think we'd like to start at the beginning and see just how Chicago became the city it is today.
Well, now, Jack, sir, that's a big order. I guess the beginning was about 1833, when the Indians were driven west, clear across the Mississippi.
Well, that change in the map must have meant quite a lot to the pioneers. That meant that all the land east of the Mississippi was open for colonization.
Yeah. The Great Lakes on the north, rich farmlands all around them, except Lake Superior. And there's enough ore there to make up for lack of farming land. Then west, old Mississippi, with a whole valley to furnish materials for the factories. And beyond the river, westward, the plains, with pigs, beef, grain. It's quite a sight to see the grain being taken to market. Wagon after wagon of corn, wheat, barley, oats.
Makes us realize how wonderful this modern farm machinery is. The binder, the reaper, the header, the threshing machine.
Interesting people at the factory. Everybody and his brother works there. Poles, Germans, Russians, Italians, Swedes, Czechs, Austrians, Hungarians, Norwegians, Yugoslavs, Negroes. And when they came, they brought all their skills with them. And just lots of them became rich. But, you know, they still like their own settlement. And they gather at the little bohemian restaurant on 18th and Loomis visit and talk over old times when Chicago was just a pup barking at the heels of big business. Why, you could find a real success story right in Little Bohemia.
Maybe that would be a good place to begin our tour, Jack. We might discover material for a book about one of the great men in industry. Say, the automobile industry.
Yes, might even call it an American biography.
great Americans got their start right here in little old Chicago. There's William Rainey Harper. He built the University of Chicago. Of course, John D. Rockefeller put up the money, but Harper did the work. I suppose you've heard of Theodore Thomas. He made it possible for us to have a Chicago Symphony.
Yes, we have. And also Charlie Hutchinson, who did the same for your art institute.
As long as we're mentioning names, how about Cyrus McCormick?
Now, there was a man. He could see far ahead of his time. He built the Reaper and the Binder.
When was that?
Why, that was just around Civil War time. You know, Chicago was for Lincoln, and for a good reason. Lincoln was for Chicago. Why, do you know that the Union owes the victory of the Civil War to Chicago?
Really? How do you account for that?
Why, Cyrus McCormick built the Reaper and the Binder so the men on the farm could be spared for the battlefields. And P.D. Armour supplied the Union Army with meat. That's how.
Well, I'd say those were two very good reasons.
And you might add Mr. George Mortimer Pullman's name to that impressive list, because he made the Pullman car that carried Mrs. Lincoln from Chicago to Springfield. And he got so much publicity that nothing could stop him. Soon he had his cars running on 100 roads.
Well, Armour did the same thing later with refrigerator cars. I don't mean he got Mrs. Lincoln to ride in a refrigerator car, but he did start the first refrigerated cars carrying food all over the nation. And that made just one more industry in Chicago.
I suppose since Chicago is located on this wonderful waterway that much of the traffic to Detroit passes through here.
Well, what's not made here passes through, you can believe that. Why, one of the happiest days of Detroit's history was the day Henry Ford's 10 millionth flivver came off the line. And we here in Chicago helped him celebrate. At least I celebrated. I called it Flivver 10 Million Day. Go and visit some of the real fancy jazz places. You know, jazz music is just about as popular here as it is in New Orleans. Of course, we have our own version. Maybe the licks aren't quite so hot. Maybe the blues aren't quite so blue. But it's real Chicago jazz. And you can hear it today just the same as you could when King Oliver and his Dixieland band came up from New Orleans and gave us our first taste of jazz music. And my favorite is China Boy.
Thank you.
I'm surprised with all the industry being carried on here in Chicago that people have time for so much other activity.
Yes, I guess we people from other parts of the United States are inclined to associate industry with Chicago more than music. I'd almost expect Chicago's music to be machine music.
Well, maybe our real music is the music of the machine. But you ought to remember that in 1830, Chicago was a pint-sized village with only 50 people. And they lived in little shacks on the mud flats at the mouth of the Chicago River. And in 1930, that same village had grown to the size of almost 3.5 million people. But with all our industry and machines, Chicago certainly isn't suffering from the machine age blues. Maybe I ought to settle down and figure out the best way to take you gents around to see some of these things.
What is there to figure out? Why don't we just go?
Well, for one reason, Chicago is the railroad center of the nation. And you just can't light out and drive. You've got to go on the boulevard so as to miss the crossings and signals. Just think, there's more railroad tracking in Chicago's industrial area than in 39 of the 48 states. And Chicago has more commercial air service than any other city. Hey, you don't have to take my word for it. You can read it in the local papers.
I suppose you have some mighty good papers, too.
The finest. You can read The Sun, published by the grandson of Marshall Field, and some people like The Tribune. Wonderful for sports and for speaking in the simple terms of the public. And I guess a lot of us buy the Chicago papers for the comic strips.
Things about Chicago.
Well, one thing, I've lived here all my life. My father before me. And between us, we've very nearly seen Chicago grow from rompers into long pants. I could talk about the city for hours. Learning about Chicago and loving her is like learning a great piece of music. Maybe you don't like what you hear the first time. Maybe there are passages you'll never like. Maybe there are others you'll love the first time you hear them. Chicago's like that. Like a great symphony. Yes, sir. An American can even hear the beat of Chicago's heart in the pulse of industry if he'll just listen to a symphony in steel.
Jack and Matt, as they travel around the fascinating and amazing city of Chicago, the city of steel, of railroads, of industry, of many nationalities, of beauty and wealth, of youth. Chicago, one of the Earth's great cities. Music heard today included Symphony in Steel by Ferdy Groffay, Deserted Brickyard and Prayers of Steel from Sketches of the City by Gardner Reed, Flivver 10 Million by Frederick Converse, Machine Age Blues by Frederick McKay, Comic Strip from Tabloid, and American Biography by Freddie Groffay, Threshing Machine by Aaron Copland, An Example of Chicago Jazz, and the popular old song Chicago, which was sung by your Jack of All Tunes, Clancy Hayes. Next week, Jack and Matt visit the third city on their list, the melodic metropolis, New York. So be sure to listen. The Standard School broadcast is transcribed in San Francisco and presented by the Standard Oil Company of California. Carmen Dragon conducts the orchestra, and Matt the Mapmaker is portrayed by Jack Cahill. Your announcer is John Grover.